This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. US President Donald Trump says the United States will take ownership of Gaza and redevelop it. Following a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Trump told reporters the US will clear the rubble after permanently forcing Palestinians to leave. Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel must finish the job in the Gaza Strip, adding that Donald Trump is the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House. Donald Trump says Palestinians must move to a new location so that Israel and the US can develop property in Gaza. Parents will have access to 3 days of guaranteed subsidised childcare under new laws introduced to federal parliament today. Early Childhood Education Minister Anne Arley has brought Labor's signature policy before the House of Representatives, legislation the Greens have already agreed to support in the Senate. The changes will remove the current activity test to guarantee subsidies for families earning up to $530,000 a year. The minister says the three-day guarantee is about making sure every child has the best start possible in life. A child has died in a car in Sydney's inner west. New South Wales police say the one-year-old girl was discovered unresponsive in a vehicle outside a childcare centre in Earlwood and could not be revived by paramedics. Superintendent Christine McDonald says a male occupant of the vehicle, believed to be related to the child, is assisting with inquiries. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has called the incident heartbreaking for everyone concerned. Sweden's Prime Minister has spoken of a darkness falling over the country in the wake of a mass shooting that has killed an estimated 10 people. Ulf Kristersson has made the remark during a press conference held to reassure the country that has grappled with rising gang violence, but where mass shootings are rare. Justice Minister Gunnar Stromer has confirmed a number of others have been injured in addition to the 10 people who died. He has reiterated the Prime Minister's earlier plea for Swedes not to speculate about the reason for the attack before the police investigation into it is complete. The country's alcohol industry has disputed a study that has found more than one-third of alcohol products on Australian shelves to not have government-mandated pregnancy warnings on bottles or cans. Alistair Coe from industry group Alcohol Beverages Australia says the study was based on a survey undertaken in the weeks immediately before and after the 1st of August 2023, which means almost every bottle in the store would have been produced and labelled before pregnancy warnings were mandatory. But Public Health Association of Australia Chief Executive Terry Slevin says the survey confirms that the government must take much stronger action on alcohol warnings to help Australians make informed choices about their drinking. He says it's time to stop leaving the fox in charge of the henhouse. And in sport, a gold medal for cycling from the 1956 Melbourne Olympics is going up for auction. It's estimated the medal will sell for between $30,000 to $40,000. The medal was originally awarded to Australia's Anthony Marchant in the 2000-metre tandem cycling final alongside Ian Brown. Lesky Auction House says the pair first teamed up just 10 months before the start of the Melbourne Olympics. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.